So where did the idea come from to start this big group?
Well, it was simply me being my outrageous self when a friend put on Facebook that it's day 6 of isolation, it's bin night and she's excited to go out. I simply dared her to get dressed up to take the bin out, and so would I. And I made a Facebook page and here we are.
That's amazing. And did you ever expect it to get this big?
No, never. Not in my wildest dreams, no.
What are some of the best outfits that you've seen so far with this?
Lady Marmalade, absolutely fantastic. It was like a professional performance. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, standing on top of his bus. We've had Sugar Plum Fairies dancing to the Nutcracker down the driveway, holding a beer and a willy bin in the other hand. Just absolute amazing. T-Rex, dinosaurs. And, of course, as a kindergarten teacher, I just love the little kids wearing their superhero and Frozen Elsa outfits.
That's so adorable. Oh my goodness. I mean, this is, it's such a brilliant idea. I mean, how do you think that your group is kind of fit into this whole social isolation discourse that we're all in at the moment?
Well, it's simply the fact that, one, we like to dress up and we can't because we're isolated. Two, we are social beings and we really, really need to socialize with our peers. So this has given us a very excellent platform to communicate and make friends with people all around the world from your own isolation house.
Yeah, it's such a great idea. And there's so many great ideas coming out of this. I mean, this is just one example of some of the awesome stuff that's been coming out of this crazy, crazy time. I mean, this whole thing for you must be quite unexpected. I mean, it just started, as you said, as a dare to your friend. But what are some of the other unexpected things that you've seen come out of this group?
I'm actually seeing people unite around a whole country. People are being kind to each other and uplifting each other from their own lounge room, say in Texas. And I'm getting many messages saying thank you so much, that they were dreading each day, but now they're looking forward to getting up in the morning, turning on their Facebook and having a look at the wonderful people's outfits and costumes and just laughing and feeling good now.
I guess that's the beautiful thing about the internet. And if you've got members from all different time zones, when you guys go put the bins out and then you go to sleep, you know, the people overseas can kind of watch that and then they put out their bins and then, you know, vice versa. So it must be quite nice to almost have like a constant source of entertainment, right?
Yes, but with that comes my beautiful team of 20 moderators constantly pending the post to make sure that they are PG rated. So we are constantly... there's over 20,000 pending posts and we've been working around the clock.
Oh my goodness, that's not even something I considered. I mean, that seems quite hands-on. Is it quite time-consuming being a part of this group?
I have not, besides going to work, because I am a kindergarten teacher, I have just constantly done this. So I'm tired.
I'm sure you are, you poor thing. You must be exhausted.
Oh yeah, but it's worth it to put a smile. My thing in life is to make people laugh. So in the staff room at lunchtime, I'm the one making people, you know, cry from laughter. So if I can make one person smile, my job is done.
Oh, well, I mean, you're making almost 1 million people smile, Danny. So well done.
I know.
I mean, what kind of keeps you going? What kind of, what doesn't, you know, I mean, this is just a social media group at the end of the day. What stops you from just kind of chucking it in and going, okay, well, that was fun?
The people who send me messages to say thank you so much, that's what's keeping the whole moderating team and myself constantly at is donating our own time. So it is exactly bringing the world together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Danielle, another thank you to add to your list. From me, thank you very much. It's been entertaining me as well. And hopefully some of the guys that are listening at the moment can get a bit of a kick out of it.
Oh, and my question to you is, what are you going to wear for your bin outing?
That's a very good question. You know what? I do have a suit that I haven't been able to wear in a very long time. So I think that I might wear a suit, and I've got a rainbow sash and a tiara. So I think I'll wear that out.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect.